Hamas murdered daughter of Israeli tech magnate who hired Palestinians. By Paul Bois on October 12, 2023. The terrorist organization Hamas murdered the daughter of Eyal Waldman, an Israeli tech magnate who hired Palestinians in both Gaza and the West Bank, during the horrific attack in southern Israel last week. Danielle Waldman, the 24-year-old daughter of tech veteran Eyal Waldman, is among hundreds of innocent civilians who have been murdered in Israel as the Hamas terror group launched a deadly attack on a music festival in the south of the country early Saturday, reported the Times of Israel. Her father told CNN that Danielle, from Palo Alto, California, visited the country to attend the Supernova music festival that Hamas indiscriminately attacked over the weekend. Danielle and her boyfriend Noam attended the Supernova music festival, an all-night rave near Kibbutz Reim on the Gaza border, which was attacked by the Hamas on Saturday and left more than 260 people dead, turning a peaceful party into a massacre. Others were injured or abducted by the terror group, stated the Times. I had hoped and thought that they may have been taken hostages to Gaza and that we would see them again, Eyal Waldman said. I have seen exactly how she was murdered from two directions by at least 3 to 5 people that had attacked it, he added. From the shells that we have found, there were at least 3 guns that were shooting at the car. As noted by the Times of Israel, Waldman founded Mellanox in 1999, a maker of high-speed servers and storage switching solutions that allow massive amounts of data to move within and between computers. U.S. gaming and computer graphics giant Nvidia bought Mellanox for $7 billion in 2020. Waldman previously explained to Calculus Tech some of the work that his company, Mellanox, did in both the West Bank and Gaza. Mellanox has employees in the West Bank cities of Rahwabi, Nablus, and Hebron and another 20 employees in Gaza. I think we are the only company that employs workers there, he said. We have survived many contentious events and I'm certain we could survive this too, but it won't do us any good. We worked with our Palestinian employees even during major conflicts in Gaza. Waldman had been operating under the belief that dialogue with Palestinians would lead to greater peace. Peace is made with enemies. In the past we would come to Ramallah twice a week and have lunch with our workers there. Take Facebook and Mellanox, for example. It took us 3 years to get in, we were rejected time after time, until they let us in and now they are one of our biggest clients, he said. Paul Roland Bois joined Breitbart News in 2021. He also directed the award-winning feature film Exemplum, which can be viewed for free on YouTube or Tubi. A high-quality, ad-free stream can also be purchased on Google Play or Vimeo On Demand. Follow him on Twitter @ProLandFilms or Instagram @ProLandFilms.